Welcome to break number 22, and we are going to do something a little different than our past few breaks. We're going to look at something that years and years ago, I knew something was wrong with it, but the people wanted to see it, but I couldn't deal with it other than the simplicity of the scriptures. And that is an author, which turned into movies, Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien, author of The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. He was called the father of modern fantasy literature. And I remember those days as a pastor, everybody just had to go see these new movies that came out. This is before special effects became really what they are today, but they were still spectacular. The colors were great. The characters were actors. The characters were cartoons. I mean, they were animated. I shouldn't say cartoons. I should say animated. But there was something wrong with it. The simplicity of it was very simple. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. It all has to do with imaginations, the creativity of Hollywood and these books, which were fantasy. Everybody thought, well, there can't be anything wrong with them. They're just animations. But they're exciting and they're spectacular. Well, these people were becoming vain in their imaginations, and the result is, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And what has happened to people that have fallen into the trap of the Tolkien novels, of the Tolkien movies, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, for example, give a couple others here in a minute. They didn't look to the simplicity of the scriptures. What else do we have? Well, if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations. Imaginations, fantasy. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. These folks should have cast down this fantasy stuff and not watched them at home, not bought the books, not taken their kids to see the movies, not let the kids know that mom and dad went to the movies, but not you. We need to cast down this creativity that has so permeated our movies and our media. Well, what about media? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. You know what that one is. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Simply enough, the Tolkien series, all those things should have been cast down and ignored, rejected, and kaput. If the Christians, who call themselves Christians, would have obeyed the scriptures, then that stuff may not have gone. It would have just fizzled. But I just know Christians had to go see this stuff. And I know a lot of Christians even say, but there's truth in there. There's Christianity in there. Well, let me show you something here. First of all, these movies dealt with dwarfs, trolls, goblins, dragons, and wizards. Is that Christian? Oh, they're just characters, just no different than Disney. Well, look what Disney's turned into over the years, by the way. Many of Tolkien's characters originated from his love. He had a love of Norse mythology. Mythology, myth, not true. Fantasy, imagination, evil communication. But it was so good. It's just like I read something the other day. Somebody asked one of our website families, is it okay if I wear a t-shirt that's got some rock band that's not godly, some kind of ungodly picture, ungodly saying on the t-shirt, if I'm just wearing it because it's comfortable? So we can justify doing the obviously wrong thing. We can justify by saying, well, that was a very comfortable shirt, though. I don't profess what it says. Yes, you do. When you wear that in public, you are professing what that shirt says. When you go to these Tolkien movies, The Hobbit, Lord of Rings, all these different things that take place, or you buy the books and your kids find them laying around the house or somebody else, you're approving that stuff. The Passion of the Christ, the movie. Remember when that came out? I didn't have to go see that. But it didn't take me long to see some pictures to see really what was going on. I mean, just some pictures of, say, on ads. I didn't have to go to it. But it didn't take long to find out that that actually was portrayal of the Antichrist. It had the popped-out eye. It had the the Catholic symbols in this thing. And then I find out that, well, the whole thing was just about the different stations of the cross, which is Catholic. The Passion of the Christ was a Catholic movie. Of course it's about Christ. The Christ is the Antichrist. Of course. Makes total sense. And this J.R. Tolkien series, all these things, all these movies. I mean, they made the top of reading lists. They've been translated into 40 different languages or more. It's just fantastic stuff, according to the people. 1999, Amazon ranked The Lord of the Rings as the favorite book of the millennium. Well, now they're movies. We've got Fellowship of the Ring. We've got The Two Towers. We've got The Return of the King. How many professing Christians are following these things because they're great movies to watch? They're exciting. It's fantasy. It's just, I know it's not true, but it's got Christian flavors in there. Well, you know, here we go. This is what I found out just the other day. Tolkien himself described The Lord of Rings, you know, all the stuff that he wrote here, as fundamentally religious and Catholic, embracing many theological themes. It's a Catholic series. Are you okay with following Catholicism? Well, then you can get down into Sound of Music. Yeah, you can. You can get down into all sorts of things to the other Catholic. The government's Catholic. Do you remember when Kennedy was first running for president, that they didn't vote for him because he was a Catholic? Smart people. They had at least they had the right idea behind it, the simplicity of Christ. How about Bible-believing, King James-following, Paul-following, sincere Christians who still look to the J.R. Tolkien things? Hey, this is a dispensation of grace. Be thankful God doesn't strike you dead. I know of a pastor that thought, well, we shouldn't be going to movies. Said, Christians don't go to movies, but after church, they'd go to Blockbuster and bring home some videos. Oh, videos are not movies, right? And I know some kids who at the time were kids, and they saw that, and that just added to the hypocrisy of what they were seeing, and they're not interested in God today. Thank you very much, Pastor, for that quick little seed you planted. So these Tolkien stuff, Desolation of Smaug, S-M-A-U-G, Smaug or whatever, that came out in 2013, An Unexpected Journey in 2012 on The Hobbit, Battle of Five Armies, I think it is, 2014. And by the way, these are all just released, it says, just before Christmas. Well, Christmas is Catholic. Well, Catholics, Christians? Well, they are if confession gives you your salvation, 1 John 1:9. But we know better than that. The Baptists don't. They preach the 1 John 1:9, you need to confess your sins. What a mess. Religion is such a mess. And yet the simplicity of it all, cast it down. Cast down this imagination stuff, and you will wise up to the truth.